seeing for the first time. Every day, you get up and you head to work. You drive the same way. You take the same roads, the same highways. You make the same turns. Or perhaps you commute via train or subway. 5 days a week for the last 5 years, and you're going to be going for the next 10 years. Today, let's do something new. Today, see for the first time. Look at the architecture of the buildings when you're driving by them. When you come to a stoplight, notice the buildings on the corners. Is there a church on the corner? Is there a Starbucks coffee shop? Is there a deli with individuals sitting outside? Perhaps notice the name of the bodega, or the studio, or the gym. As you're driving, perhaps you notice ma and pa businesses opening up. Notice the cars driving adjacent and passing you. Are they Subarus, Mercedes? Are they Fords or BMWs? If you're on the subway or on a train, take a good look at the Golden Gate Bridge or the Brooklyn Bridge. If you're on a subway, take a good look at the expressions of the faces of those heading to work. Every day, take the time to see things for the first time. Why would you do this? Because if you do, if you take the time to see for the first time, it'll put you in the present moment. And that allows you to see life very clearly. When you open your senses to see for the first time, something that's always been there but you've missed, something happens. It changes your mind. You become more awake. You feel more alive than ever before. Seeing for the first time is like when you were a child and everything was seen for the first time. It's never too late to be like a child and see things for the first time.